Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mess, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed. I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dad. We're here with you guys in the building for show 484. Goddamn.
Yeah, goddamn. We're creeping up on that milestone that we've been talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
500 shows independently done.
Yeah.
With no major financing, no corporations behind us.
Just to support
the people.
Man.
And that's a milestone within itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Something to be proud of. Something no one can ever take away from what we did here. And you guys are responsible for it. So it makes it all that much more important. You know what I mean? And special.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mama Cheryl's in the building.
Yeah, she got her gathering at the Masters Fair. Yep.
Now we're talking gathering of the Masters now. Mama Cheryl.
I think she got that color too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We just debuted this color today. And it's on the site, Mama Dot said. And so you can get it. Thank you for everybody who's already purchased the Gathering of the Masters t-shirt. You know, get it before the event. Even if you're not going to the event, make sure you purchase one, show support. You know, like I said, it's a commemorative item. And we got bags. We got a bag here? Oh, okay, we got bags for the ladies. Man. Ladies gonna love that.
You can buy those on the site?
And then are they in the site? See, I've been jumping the gun. They're not even ready. When the commercial break come, I'm going to show you one because we got one. Right, we got one nice and pressed up. Hey, sis. My sis Wanda's in the building. Hey.
Hey, Auntie Wanda. Thank you guys for joining. Hope everybody had a great weekend. These weeks are flying by faster. It's the last week of July already.
I mean, July. Yes.
I'm going into August already. This has been flying by. How was your weekend?
Week was pretty good, man. We've just been preparing for the gathering of the masters, making sure we have enough shirts because they're in high demand right now. Yeah. And so making sure we have that. And just super excited. Super excited about seeing the family, especially the UX90 family that's making a trip. Not everyone is making a trip, but a lot of them are.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be extra special. We get to kill two birds with one stone. Yeah, our morning meetup will be live. We'll be live.
Yeah, we're going to be in. We're going to be like in person. With the,
but we do. I thought that was at 10. Morning meetup is at 9. Are we going to switch the time on it?
Yes.
All right, we'll work all that out.
So yes,
we're
going to
have a live morning meetup. So everyone is going to be at breakfast with their phone like this. It's going to be weird. We're going to be sitting next to each other. Yeah, that's right, Mama Cheryl. Yeah, because I agree with what you said. She'd be like, nigga, just look at me. I'm looking right at you. You know? So we'll work it out. I want to shout out my man, everyone who donated to the barbershop, Conscious Barbers. Thank you very much. About 15 people made a donation.
Nice.
And so I'm going to put the link in the chat for me one more time.
Gotcha.
Because they're having a live fundraising, like a telethon next Monday, but obviously I'll be on the air, so I want to make sure I put it out there one more time for those who want to donate to the barbershop. They've been up for 24 years. They teach people and get people their barber certification. They used to do lectures all the time. I'm not sure if they still do. And it's an amazing, amazing spot. And so we're trying to help them out in Baltimore, stay up, stay in business. And he called me right away and said, thank you, Dot. The Urban X Nation showed up and showed out as I knew they would. You know, we support a lot of causes. You know, every little bit helped, like with the graduation with the kids.
Yeah.
Went amazing. The prom, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So all of them little things add up. So I want to thank you again. We're going to put the link in there. You can donate $1, $2, $5, $10, whatever you got, because it all adds up as they, you know, try to save their spot.
The the link is in the chat right now, pinned to the top. So
the link is in the chat, pinned to the top.
All right. So let's do a quick roll call. Then we're going to get into some stuff.
Okay. I saw
Compton in the house early.
Oh, Compton in the building early. Yes.
Earl, what's good? Bahamas, DMV, Be More, what's good? Melbourne, Australia, nice.
El Salvador, in the house.
Naptown, what's good? Triple D, Dallas, Texas, okay.
Cincinnati.
Wilmington, North Carolina, what's good?
Wilmington, yep.
DMV again, Memphis, what's good? What else?
Midwest, St. Louis is in the building.
Maryland. Thank you guys. Brooklyn, always.
Always. Planet Brooklyn.
Pasadena, what's good? Thank you guys. We appreciate you guys for being here. And let's get to some stuff. Somebody said Chirac, what's good? All right.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So do you want to get into the 2024 Olympics opening ceremonies?
Why not? Let's do it.
All right. What the hell was that, guys?
Yeah.
What the hell? That's like that's the only question I had coming off. I was just like, yo, what is going on here? And usually I respected when, you know, the Illuminati, I expected when they were subtle, when you really had to pick stuff apart, when you really had to really know some stuff about some other stuff to understand what was going on. Now they just going, this is what it is.
Yeah.
We gotta get our energy offering off. Y'all know what's going on. We're not even trying to hide it no more. This is what's happening, and do something about it.
Yes.
And it was the most overt rituals I had feel like I've ever seen. Even when the Olympics were in China that year, and the Chinese had that opening ceremony, and then they had the doctors. So you had to like retroactively go back and go, wow, that was a lot happening right there.
Right.
This one, they were doing the pale horse. They were doing the Last Supper. They were, yo, yeah. It was wild.
They were super bringing it wild. Full circle. Yes.
It was crazy.
With that being said, Malcolm, as we talked about it on the morning meetup with the men's only, we was kind of touching on it. The blatancy of it now is because either you know or you don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so they are full throttle, full speed ahead in what it is that they're doing to accelerate a destination or goal that must be achieved within a certain amount of time. And so these rituals, for people who call us cuckoo or that's just some gibberish, you know, hocus pocus, it's just above your understanding of why they're doing them. The universe, remember this, does not know what is so-called real and what is not. It just sees it as it is. So when you say, if you get very literal and say, I'm going to be rich one day you, who knows when that one day may come. And so yeah. To manipulate time and space and matter, you have to speak of things as if they already happened. Now, the ritual is taking place demonstrating the times for those who are looking at it from a universal perspective. Let's make a mockery of the Last Supper with something that the Christian church should abominate, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the, yep. the behold the pale horse of the four horsemen and the horse morphing into the white horse, mm-hmm. the pale horse. And then in scripture, it says when you see the horse and all the nations coming up following the horse, mm-hmm. following this bull crap is a true demonstration of where we are right now during this time. So I don't want you to negate the ritual as just something that's taking place, because remember, they're manipulating time, space, and matter, not in third dimension, in the dimensions above that, and have it trickle down into third dimension. And it does lock you into a specific frequency, and it's for the world. Remember the games, this is the world is watching now. This is not a Super Bowl ritual where it may be America-based or, you know, this is the world. And so these games and these rituals and the people that they use in these rituals, whether it be LeBron James or Snoop Dogg and who they're using in other countries to represent who's going to help carry out you know, the magic potion or the, you know, the magic within, it's important. And so, like you said, 20 years ago, we would have had to sit down in a session with Bobby Hammett and Phil and dissect. And now it's in real time because the time we in is the real time. Remember, there is no lag no more. When something happens, when a president gets an assassination attempt on a president, that would take 6 months. for all of the pieces to come out, for us to, and by the time we figure it out, they're on to something else. We can now investigate these things ourselves in real time and have real time conversations. So it's the same thing with the ritual work. The ritual work doesn't seep and have to marinate before we figure it out. We're watching it happen. And so I think it's very important.
Yeah. And what I was going to say is, as well, is Americans who like really are caught up in it, like not just Americans, people who are just caught up in media and what's happening, they're so confused because they don't know what to be mad at, right? Like, because now, and I'm going kind of off script here, but now everybody's hyped that we're going to have a woman president. And then people were going, well, you couldn't even define what a woman was 6 months ago, right?
Right.
And then you have people who are obviously, who are religious, who are clearly upset about what happened during these ceremonies. They were clearly making a mockery of what was going on, right? But some of those people are for the Democratic Party, who are the ones mainly pushing this kind of stuff that's on TV and things like that. I saw a picture, yo, of one of those dudes at the sup table. His nuts was just hanging out, his leotard.
Yeah.
That was on TV.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, like, everybody and what they've done a masterful job. I don't know who they is, but they have done a masterful job at confusing everybody. We're in the Roman Colosseum with blindfolds on.
Yes.
Not knowing who the enemy is. If you read The Black Athena, right? I think that's the book. That's what's happening. Nobody knows who the true enemy is. Everybody is confused. We all are a part of four and five different groups, and those four and five different groups contradict the other group that we in. Like, everybody is confused. And we can't get anywhere.
It's a state of chaos.
Yeah.
And remember, another faction of this is they do it, and I told you they never retreat.
Yeah.
So because we aren't standing up going, this is an abomination, this is too far. So for them, they're going, well, what's too far?
Right.
We rock these people to sleep so bad that we can do whatever we want in their faces, and they still don't get it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The very people who educate you within the system itself is not going to give you the cheat codes to understand this is about signs and symbols and astrology. No more. It's about dates. It's about conjunctions.
Yeah.
It's about a series of things that they will never teach you in school. You have to go into their mystery systems, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
For the most part, unless you are a part of a community that discusses this openly. And we're a community that's not that big. We're not that large. You know what I mean?
Right.
In terms of the grand scheme of things to affect that change. We're a bunch of loonies. And we've been made to look like a bunch of loonies because a few of us didn't understand our assignment, right? And so we began to take advantage of people for other reasons and things of that nature. And let me just show this because I want to be clear on what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
So we've lost our way, in this process. So there are those, the charlatans and all of them out in front who are taking advantage of a situation that is very bad now. And chaos rules the day. And here we are. So the few of us who are going, all right.
Yeah.
What do we do? How do we prepare? Or have we been chosen to withstand that? Everything we've seen, and now it is up to us through whatever that mission may be to fight our fight. Because your fight here, and I don't want to get all soapboxy, has nothing to do with how much money you make or all of that. You are in a spiritual war. You know what I mean? And That's going to matter in the when all of this is said and done. It is going to matter where you stood, what you stood on, what your principles were, what your values were, because God has to be able to identify its soldiers.
Yeah.
And so when you see the rest of them dudes cashing out, LeBron, Snoop, and all of them under the guise of patriotism, you're fighting mm-hmm. for this country of what they did to your people?
Right.
Stop
right.
it. Stop it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. But then at the same time, at the same time, going into confusion, at the same time, there's not any other place I'd rather be. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I understand that. I understand that concept, but this is all you know as well.
True, yeah, that's
and
true
so
too.
That
yeah,
creates a triple entendre.
Yeah, it's,
how the
yo,
fuck
it's,
would you know if you don't want to be in Ghana if you ain't never been there?
True that.
Except the
true
shit that they showing you, right?
True that,
and
yeah.
so we take the stand. I'm going to fight for, if this is all I got, I'm going to fight for it. And so I understand that too. Shit, I can go down to get a sandwich. I can go see the I get a chopped cheese. I can hang out any time of the night, go get gas. But that's all you know. So your reference point is that. And there are other people in other places who are saying, man, I wouldn't be nowhere else but here when the shit goes down. So I get both points.
That's a fact. I had something else to talk about really quick in regards to that. It will come back to me.
Damn, Chino XL passed too?
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Well, let's get to that real quick. Okay. Shout out or RIP DJ Polo from Coogi Rap and Polo, one of them pioneering DJs, a Coogi Raps DJ. Recently passed away, and now you're telling me Chino XL
he
passed today. Wow, I did not know that.
He's 50 years old.
Wow. Both of these men are young, because Polo can't be no older than I am. I'm 56. He can't be nothing but 56, maybe 58. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And promises.
Our condolences to them.
Absolutely.
And their families. The hip-hop community loses a few great ones.
Yeah. Yo, so what is Snoop's deal with the Olympics? Like, why is he in everything?
Well, somebody said because of his kid football league, and I'm saying, what the hell does that have to do with the Olympics?
Yeah.
Not a goddamn thing. And yeah. So... we're coming into the dog days of August. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Maybe he represents the dog star.
Yeah.
Right? He's a star. Yeah. He represents the dog star as, again, a part of the ritual. LeBron is Captain America. You know what I'm saying? And so all of these little things happening at the same time mean nothing to the mundane, means yeah. something to those who are pulling strings to tell a story. Remember, this is all one story being told.
Right.
It's the hero's
right.
journey in some capacity. It's the good against the evil. It's the people uprising against this. And it's all one story being told in some capacity. And so Snoop, in my humble opinion, don't get me wrong, I love what he did with the football league. But he's also somebody who got away with murder. All right, let me hit allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, please.
Right? And so we know what he did to get on. I keep telling y'all the fact that these people cover up bad deeds with good deeds don't mean the bad deeds are not there. Stop
yeah.
falling for the bullshit. Right?
Yeah.
Snoop came out with two women on dog chains. Okay? Let's yeah. not... Listen, I can go down a list of things that this dude has done. And
I remember
so,
that.
Because he's holding up the goddamn torch now or has softened his image and is probably a confident informant. I don't care what nobody say.
It's
okay?
Money.
Oh. Allegedly. You know, or whatever. And so... Real quick,
there was another... there was an actress who passed away, Erica Ash. She passed away today as well after a battle with cancer. She was actually... she was in a few shows. She was in Survivor's Remorse with our girl, Tashina Arnold.
Wow.
Condolences. Yeah, she was in a bunch of things.
Wow. Hollywood Husbands and stuff.
Hollywood Husbands, yep. Scary Movie, like Five in Contempt. She was in a lot of things.
Wow, man. Condolences to her family, man. 46 years old, man. 10. Young.
Yeah, that is young.
Young, man. So we are, you know, we're losing people or, you know, they're transitioning to another stage of what's going on. So the Snoop thing baffles me.
Mm-hmm.
At least the other ones are athletes, like LeBron is an athlete. Like,
yeah, he's just like everywhere. And you know, when that happens, when they just when somebody's like everywhere, my antennas go up. Like, all right, what is this about?
And you know who's gonna be next? Keep an eye on Fat Joe. You know what I mean? Huh. Because I seen him in the political realm a little bit more, smoozing and rubbing elbows with politicians a little bit. So keep an eye on Fat Joe, maybe for the Latino vote, something like that. You know, once they give you an assignment, you know, that's what it is. You get your assignment and now you move on to what's next to keep your. See, another thing, you have to be able to earn your secrets. So they all got secrets. And in order to protect my secrets, I got to earn that. I got to go out and do things so that my secrets stay protected, because if all of a sudden I start getting militant or I don't want to participate when they put me in play, because they're going to put you in play, then all of a sudden your secrets begin to emerge and you don't want that. So protect your secrets, you know.
Okay. Speaking
of secrets. And I did see the Baphomet chain. Yes.
Who were that? Fat Joe?
Unless that was Photoshop, I did see him with the Baphomet chain on at the Olympics. Somebody said, God, put you out. He showed the back in place. He has an NBC deal. He has for the past two or three Olympics. Has he? Oh, I didn't know that. That's the first one I seen him carrying, you know.
Yeah.
Snoop is good advertisement for who? And for what?
Well, Snoop sell everything. Snoop sell everything. Shaq sell everything.
Sells everything. Yeah, shit.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Somebody said, did you see Snoop's Olympic pin? I thought, like, I'm not sure. I did see it. It was kind of cool, actually. But I don't know if that was, like, specifically made for Coco or if he was actually giving those out. But I did see that.
I'm just asking a very basic question. What does a rapper from Compton who...
It's from Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Yeah.
Gangbanger. Crip.
Don't like that.
Right? Crip. Beat a murder case suspiciously or amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with the Olympics? Unless it's a smoke-off in which I will put my money on Snoop.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Somebody's I mentioned Flavor Flavor's there, but he sponsored the women's water polo team.
Okay, that's why he was there. Okay.
Yeah, because he found out they were working like second jobs and stuff like that. So he actually sponsored them, and that's why he's there.
That makes sense. He's there sponsoring, you know, get these girls in position. Sure. All right.
Now, you said something earlier about earning your secrets, right? Now, you told me before the show came on, that somebody else is dropping a new book with more secrets.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Corinne Steffens, a.k.a. Superhead, has just announced to commemorate the 20th anniversary of her book's Confessions of a Video Vixen. She's republishing the book with new chapters that will include Diddy, Cosby, and a few other people in the book.
Oh, guy. Oh, cry. Jeez.
Well, in her statement, she said, people thought I was crazy 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I wasn't crazy. I was young. But now what's going on has caught up to the content in the book. Because she was the first one to probably really do a tell-all book of that magnitude.
Yeah.
And so now, because you know she didn't give up all her secrets. You know what I mean? She probably got secrets for days. The pillow talk. Listen, these guys pass around the same four girls. One girl is pregnant by three. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
three she's professional pregnant. Athletes.
Yeah, I know. Bow Wow, Future, and then the dude from the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So she don't mess around.
Yeah.
Her future is set. One of you niggas is going to be cutting these checks. All three of y'all cutting these checks. I'm living better than y'all. And so they all pass around the same few girls. And remember, she's from a time, talking about Corinne, when this was just really starting to pop off.
Yeah.
You know, so she's got secrets for days.
Yeah.
And as she Trayvon
Diggs.
A few, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think Mama Dot, did you read the first book? Yeah, Mama Dot read the first book. Jesus. Some of her favorite celebrities was in there. She wanted to know that dirt on Shaq and all them niggas and shit. Yeah. You know, and now, remember, go ahead.
Right, I always like when somebody says they're putting out a tell-all book, I always roll my eyes because I'm like in the age of podcasts, YouTube channels, and you writing a tell-all book, but she was the originator, like you know, so I believe her.
And somebody in the chat just said, "How you gonna be a hoe and then write a tell-all book?" Because of the times we're in. Before, we 20 years ago, we actually looked down on her, sort of. Except a few snitching. People who wanted the dirt. Like, how you gonna do that? You snitching. This is the snitch era. That's what everybody doing. So this is right. She needs to be on Jaguar. She needs to bump Jaguar right. She probably know more shit than Jaguar right. You know what I'm saying? So this is the era in which people are doing that. And I was even telling Malcolm, I need to re-release a Hip Hop Decoded. You know what I'm saying? Because we're coming up on 20 years next year.
And you wasn't so crazy either.
And I wasn't so crazy either. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. That's facts.
And so for those who want to get the newest dirt, and then you take all of that with a grain of salt. Some stories may be exaggerated. You know how you got to sell a book. So you know how that goes. So you take everything with a grain of salt. But if it's somebody who was rocking with all of them dudes, and it's funny because it started with Kool G Rap. You know, as we mentioned, DJ Polo just dying. Kool G Rap is the first one to really cuff her.
Oh.
Yeah, started with him.
Oh.
Yeah. She was giving him fellatio until her nose was bleeding. That's how long. And so she has crazy stories about that. And so, this thing is getting crazy.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's get to some more stuff, man.
Yeah, man. Hold on.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So this morning, Amanda Seales was back in the news or back on the timeline trending. Because she posted a video in which she was critical of Kamala Harris, however you want to say it. She said that she spoke to her in person. I think this is the first time she was trying to run Harris. I think it's the first time she was trying to run. And she told her, Amanda Seales said she told her that she talks out of both sides of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want a politician who says things. I want a politician who does things.
Yep.
And
I saw that.
She said that her marketing, her messaging, rather, comes off as disingenuous and a few other things. She was critical of Kamala Harris. And I was completely shocked. Like, I was like, hell about the freeze over, because she's one of those people who is, in my opinion, who takes the easy way of thinking about politics as a black person in the country, right? Mm-hmm. So the easy way is be very well read and articulate only for Democrats, though. And that's
right.
That's lazy, right? If you can argue both sides and you can be critical of both sides, I feel like your word has a lot more credence to it.
Yes.
But if you are smart, super well-read, articulate, you can debate all these points, but it's only for one side. I kind of look at you like, all right, like, you know. Like.
With a raised eyebrow.
Yeah, like, okay, like, you can do all of that, but you're just a lapdog. You're just
paid to
fight their battles for them on the ground level or wherever your industry is. So the fact that she was critical of her, I was shocked. I was genuinely shocked.
Yeah.
And but people are going off.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of this now, Malcolm, because surprisingly, there is a large demographic of black people who are not with Kamala. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess they thought, trust me, they're going to get them all lined up eventually, I think. You know, yeah. They'll put some money out there.
Did you see the first Kamala ad?
Say it again.
Did you see her first ad?
No, I didn't see the ad.
Yeah, she used the Beyonce Freedom song.
Okay.
So it's safe to assume that Beyonce endorses, right? Jay-Z endorses.
More than likely. I mean, that doesn't necessarily guarantee it because she used the song, but.
Saying they had to clear that.
Yeah, yeah, but Beyonce is probably on board with that, right? So, but there's a large portion who are going, sell me something first. Tell me something better than what you told me about, you know, Tupac and hot sauce and all this. So explain, now what she's not going to have to explain is her prosecution record about putting black people, because we don't care about facts. We just want to like you and feel that you're telling us, you're pacifying us enough, and I'm just speaking the truth, right?
Real quick. Yeah. Because I've seen a lot of, I've seen a lot of what's, people are revising her, Kamala's prosecution record. So apparently, and this is just what I'm saying. Don't crucify me. Apparently, only 45 people went to jail off of Kamala Harris's ruling or something to that effect, right? And the reason why I bring that up is because we've seen this happen with Biden, where they made sense of the 94 crime bill, where people, black people mainly, they were put to task to make sense of it, right? We know this about her, but make sense of it. So I'm not from California, so I would have to do more research on it. Mm-hmm. But everybody from California can't be making that up. The people who are critical of her can't be making that up.
Right.
So I'm not sure if they're being funny with the words. If they're saying,
come on, man.
Yeah.
They pay people to be funny with the words.
Yeah.
What kind of campaign manager would I have if he couldn't twist the truth into something that benefits me?
Yeah.
Prior to her running for president, people were saying, yo, this is what she was doing in Oakland.
Yeah.
And now that she is in the front runner position to take over the world, it's only 45 people. Somebody is lying.
Right. Yeah.
Right? I can kill 30 people. And if my campaign manager put a spin on that, look, he really only killed people who, the rest of them was pieces of shit. Come on, no. We're never going to count that. And so, you know, they have ways of doing that. A very good campaign manager, along with the advent of the new social media where you could throw something out there and other people will pick up the mantle of that and run with it. And you don't even have to take responsibility for where that so-called truth came from. We're in an amazing time.
Yeah. D.L. Hughley, who I don't know when he just got like this. Like I don't know when it happened. But he apologized because people dug up his old tweets about Kamala Harris in 2020 when he said, yo, we shouldn't trust her. And now he's saying, I apologize for that. I learned some stuff and I'm going to be on the forefront and helping her get elected, God willing. I'm just like, yeah.
Oh. He got to kiss the ring, son.
Yeah.
Everybody got to kiss the ring now. Kiss the ring. Yep. Apologize. You know what I mean? And let's move on because we have a bigger job to do. We got to get this black woman in office because it's a moment for, I don't know, black people or something, and women. Women and black people, people of color, it's your moment now. Black men had their moment. Obama came through, and black women, because he had a sister.
Yeah.
On his arm. Right. So, you know, all of that stuff looked good. And, you know, and now this is your moment now, even though on her arm is a Quaker, whoever that is.
Yeah.
But that don't matter because black women have to make their moves. I will not get in no arguments. I don't even talk politics outside of this few minutes we do here.
Yo. That's what I wanted to talk about. That's what I wanted to talk about earlier. This time around, guys, the war is literally for our ability to focus not on that. And a few years ago, there was a South Park season, and they were talking about how ads became like real, right? Mm-hmm. So when they were, and then every time they were close to figuring something out, they got an ad for something. And then, they would forget what they were doing. They would go buy shoes and stuff like that. Go get ice cream. Completely forget what they were doing.
Yes.
And then go, tell me, how did we get here, mm-hmm. right? And it was funny when I watched it. That season was like 6-7 years ago. It was real funny when I watched it. But that's literally what's happening now. Like every time, like I set to do something, I go like you find yourself down another rabbit hole, or you find yourself in another social media argument, or you find yourself watching something else that's stupid happening on social media, and you're just like, yo, I have like no ability to focus anymore because they throw so much at me every single day. And what's fly is it's not the same things as being thrown at me as thrown at you. Your algorithm is different. That's yes. what's so fly about it. Like
that's fly. Like,
It's so crazy. Like, or me and you could watch the same video, and then the comments that you read are more in line with your beliefs, and the comments that I read are more in line with my beliefs.
Listen, I've been blowing the trumpet to tell people this. Yo. This thing is a supercomputer now of AI capabilities beyond your wildest dreams, and it understands you, Malcolm. It knows what matters to you. It knows what spots to hit for you. Meanwhile, on mine, mine's is geared toward me and what matters towards me. So it's not one blanket because no one thinks alike. We're all at different places in our awareness, our consciousness, what matters to us. And so you are at war with a artificial version of yourself. And so you wind up running in place or fighting yourself and nothing gets done.
Yes.
Mm?
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Meanwhile, 85% of the population is cannon fodder anyway. So just keep twerkers and fights and killings and car crashes and pranks and TikTok dances. That's for them. You know what I mean? To keep them occupied there. And they have abilities to sift each and every one of us out because it's all about information now. Everybody will tell you that now. These phones always trying to get your information? Why this company is always trying to get your information? Why? Because it's about information. Because that information is going to tell me how to deal with Dwayne Bowser.
Yeah.
Yes?
And that's why companies like Amazon, dangerous, bro. Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Instagram, Twitter, all of these, dangerous, bro. Dangerous. And the fact that Amazon is getting into the television business, because like, why would I pay billions of dollars for any for the NBA? It's because I know I'm gonna make it back, because I'm gonna place my ads in front of everybody. And again, according to their own algorithm.
Yes.
That's like printing money.
It's printing money. And Malcolm, they said TNT tried to counter the offer.
NBA was like, no.
Even if they could, TNT and Warner Brothers is only worth $400 million, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas Amazon is what? How many billions?
A couple of trillion,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So $400 billion, I'm sorry, for Warner.
Yeah.
But a couple of trillion.
Yeah.
And the ability, like you said, I'm watching the game. It knows I like jelly donuts and this. Yep. And the last time I shopped, I got the tall tube socks. I got this, that, and that. Their system is so intricate, it's only going to show that to me on your TV. It's showing you something totally different.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So that's why we talked about this plenty of times, but that's why the war between Apple and Facebook was deep. Because Facebook, again, they just want your data, right? They want to be able to track you. They want to be able to kind of figure out your buying habits and stuff like that, like all these companies do.
Mm-hmm.
Apple, because so many people have iPhones, were going, we're not going to let them track you.
Right.
So it was shutting that was down.
Huge.
It was huge.
Yes.
Right? Huge. Like they were like, and it probably wasn't for the consumer. Probably
wasn't
for you.
It was just to screw them.
Yes. It was just to kind of fight that battle that we just know nothing about.
And give them leverage to make Facebook have to give them $50 million a year just to allow you know, the people to follow you.
Yo, there was a tech founder who was in talks with Steve Jobs. Apple was going to buy his company. I think the price was like $350 million, something like that, right? So they're in his office, and Steve Jobs is just like, and Steve Jobs and his and the part, I forget the guy's name. And he goes, how much are we buying that company for? And he said, oh, $350 is the deal. Like, you know, we're just coming in to finalize it so I can be on my way. He goes, I'm not paying $350.
Yeah.
He goes, well, we already made the deal. He goes, nah, we're going to renegotiate because that's not worth $350. He goes, well, I'm going to go tell, he said, I already spoke to my board and that's the deal we agreed upon. So that's it. He goes, well, tell your company that your app won't work on iPhones anymore.
Yes.
So they can do whatever the hell they want. You get what I'm saying?
And then he took $150 or something reduced.
Yeah, he took, I think he knocked like $150 million off of that deal. And he was like, all right, I guess we got to go.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
That's the deal. And that crazy dude probably got fired.
Leverage. That's how you do it.
Even though he didn't do nothing, he didn't have nothing to do with it per se, still got fired. You went into the office with Steve Jobs. We had $350 on the table. You come out with a $200 million deal. You fired. I know it wasn't your fault, but it was your fault.
Yeah.
You know? But that's power. That's power. Gangster. You have all of these Apple devices. You need them.
Yeah.
You need social media. If you're running any kind of business now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially unless you're running, even if you're running a brick and mortar business.
You still need it. You absolutely still need it.
Social media. So they created something that you need that is now intrinsically a part of you and you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
You just can't. So we talking shit about it, but I'm giving a check my app right now. Right now, see, you know, hell's going on. That's just the truth of the matter, right?
That is facts.
Crazy. So, you know,
hey, your focus, guys. Your focus.
Yeah.
Just gotta be.
Advice you have? Say it again.
I was You want to answer that?
Yeah, Dot, what advice do you have raising a daughter in this knowledge? It depends how old the daughter is and how much she believes in what you're saying. Because my daughter fought me tooth and nail on 85% of the stuff I was teaching her until something clicked on her own. She watched a movie and all of it downloaded and registered, and now she's the most militant black girl I've ever seen. So keep chopping away at it. Don't make it a teaching moment per se. Make it a breadcrumb moment where you're asking open-ended questions, engaging where she is, and just leave the marks around so that she can come into that knowledge, not that you're inputting the knowledge into her. Very different thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you having a baby girl in August? Oh, you got time. As a matter of fact, she will be using scalar kind of technologies that's way beyond anything she wants to know. She'll just download it. Dad, I wanted to learn about slavery 500 years ago, so I downloaded it into my brain.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, all right. And Hollow Davis, I'm in Newcastle, Malcolm. We can build. Email me, info@urbanxinyc. So we can build. Okay, you all close.
All right, time for a commercial break, man.
Yes, it is time for a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hit the like button.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we're back.
And we are back. I want to show the bag real quick.
Hey.
No, I'm not going to model it, ladies. Don't even, we're not even going to go there. Mommy, give me a full screen. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's nice.
So y'all can get a nice little bag. You could buy the bag and then throw the other stuff, like your shirt, inside of it. Gathering the Masters tote bag, you know? No, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I'll be done. Put that clip on social media. Yeah. I told you that was a Twinkie. No.
Yeah.
Not going to do it. So that's for the ladies. And that'll be on the site tonight.
Okay, shopurbanx.com. Also visit turnanewleaf.com for plant-based supplements.
Yes.
Great vegan protein that you can use after you work out.
Especially health now. As well. Especially now. You know what I mean? The time we're coming in. Shout out right. Mr. Darius, who always shows us support every show.
Appreciate the super chat.
We appreciate Ascending
Infinite Goddess with Chanel. Absolutely. Yes. Check her out as well.
Yes.
All right, so let's get to some more stuff.
All right.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
All right, so big news. Tory Lanez was in the news. Well, he was on the timeline because his bodyguard, who, if you guys can remember back to when this case was happening, his bodyguard had like went missing. And this was like the only person other than Tory, Meg, and the friend who could kind of pull the story together and say what happened.
Right.
He was sober. The rest of them were drunk. And he could say what happened. So apparently, this is what he says. And he has a sworn affidavit. Right? Mm-hmm. Talking about what happened. So apparently, I'm just telling the story, that when Kelsey and Meg found out they were both sleeping with Tory, they fought. Then Kelsey pulled the hammer, allegedly, right?
Okay.
Tory was trying to wrestle it away from her. It goes off at the floor. Meg gets shot. The bodyguard said he didn't see who shot Meg because his back was turned and he was too busy holding Meg back because they were just fighting.
All right. After she got shot, he was holding her back.
Before.
Okay. Let's figure this out.
How does this make sense?
I'm holding you back, Malcolm, and you get shot in your foot.
If I'm holding them back and they're wrestling for the gun and it goes off.
Okay. So it very missed plausible. Him completely and went around him who was guarding Meg. And
it was on her foot. It shot the floor and it skidded, probably hit her foot.
Okay, so it barely missed him is what I'm saying.
Apparently, yeah.
Okay, all right. I don't buy that.
I think that's what happened.
I don't buy that shit.
Because I said there's no way he pulled a gun and shot this girl.
No, I don't think he did that. He definitely didn't do that. I do think there was a scramble for the gun, and that girl probably... this is women we're talking about.
And remember, she got immunity on the stand.
She got immunity. He disappeared.
He disappeared, right. Like,
which means he probably was paid off.
Yeah, and no, apparently... And, yes, and apparently he... I think he was trying to testify, and they told him not to.
Who told him not to?
I think Meg's people, or the state, because it wasn't Meg who sued; it was the state who sued.
Okay, so Rockefeller has something to do with that.
Maybe.
Allegedly.
No, that's what the father said.
Yeah,
he gave a big ass speech out there about what Rockefeller, you know, probably protecting their artist. And things of that nature. So, okay, it could happen. I'm holding you back. Yo, come on, Malcolm. It ain't that important. It ain't. And somebody else shoot. And it misses me completely. It skids the ground, curves around, and hits you in the bottom of the foot. It can happen.
Or what if he's holding her back? He's behind her.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He could be holding her back, like on her booty. Like, come on, girl. Stop this shit now, man. And that could happen. That can happen. Yeah. See, all I need you to do is work it through my head movies. Cause I'm thinking hold her back, like, come on, you don't wanna, you know, but I didn't think about him being like behind her on her rump. Yeah. Yeah. That's the way I'm gonna break the fight up. I'm like, come on, girl, stop it. You don't need to be doing this, man. I'm gonna have my hands on the titties. Come on, think about your life. You ain't got to be doing this.
Creep. Yeah, see? That's the problem.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't get shot in the foot. Okay.
I think that's kind of closer to what happened, personally.
Yeah. And again, conveniently, the girl didn't have to testify. Conveniently, bodyguard disappears, you know. Yeah. And this becomes a one-on-one. Like,
you're going to have to sit.
Yeah.
You probably told Tory, like, listen, you're going to have to sit down for a little while.
Yep.
Because somebody's got to go down for it.
Yes.
And, you know, he'll come through, get you, grant you, and you'll get an appeal or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you hear his new album?
No, but I did hear the quality of that shit.
Yeah.
That shit is
tight.
What
the hell?
How the hell is he doing that?
No clue.
From prison,
yeah.
So now,
no
guess
clue.
What? You're going to have a series of rappers who are in jail who try to get in touch with him to find out how he did it, and they're going to just be putting out heat. Yeah.
Also, There's a song from, on DJ Premier's joint. It's called "You Don't Stop." It's with Rick Ross, Big Sean, and Lil Wayne. And let me tell you, Wayne absolutely left Earth.
I heard.
He absolutely lost his goddamn mind.
I heard. I got to hear
on that. Oh my God. And here's the thing.
What's the name of the song?
You Don't Stop.
You Don't Stop.
He absolutely lost his mind on that. Like, my God.
I heard.
Like, because Wayne for the past like 3 or 4 years has been bugging out.
And he's been not doing it quietly, but he's reestablishing who he is.
Because for me, after the Carter Five, I hated that album because it just seemed like he just went in the studio and just did whatever.
It might have been his last contractual.
Yeah, album I didn't really like that.
You know.
But since that, he's been losing his mind. He's been bugging out.
All right, so, I'm gonna listen to that as soon as we get off the air.
Yeah,
because I got my new headphones. I'm gonna check it out.
I was like, God damn. Oh, so back to politics. America just sent another $1.7 billion arms package to Ukraine. So just when you thought that was over, no, that's still happening. And just when the Kamala Harris camp is going, oh, y'all only want Trump, even though I'm not voting for Trump. Y'all only want Trump because he sent y'all $1,200 in stimulus. No, we're angry that you guys have been sending hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yes.
To Ukraine, to Israel.
Yes.
To Taiwan, y'all about to get into.
To Venezuela, meaning letting, it's the same thing when you let the migrants in. We're paying for it.
And Elizabeth Warren, she also said that they're trying to get 10 million immigrants on a fast track to citizenship so they are able to vote.
Then it's a wrap.
Then that's what you that
I heard. 7 million Venezuelans are here now.
See?
And you know that number could
fluctuate. That's a lot of people, bro.
It's a lot of people, man.
That's a lot of people, man. A
lot of gangbangers. You know? Yeah.
So, hey, let's get some more stuff.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, do you know that rapper Fulio from Jacksonville? The one who got
Fulio.
Killed?
Fulio. Didn't he die?
Yes, like a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
The cops in Jacksonville, they played camera footage of when he got killed. And they got these dudes in like 4K quality, like different angles. Everything. So when I see stuff like that, and it's in the parking lot.
Now, this is the guy, let me get this right, who was celebrating his birthday, yes?
Yes, yes.
And was telling people where he was at. This is the guy who went to somebody, his op's grave?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Yes. So the guys who killed, like, they got three of the five suspected shooters. They already arrested them. And they're looking for two more. But I would just talk, when I saw the camera quality, I thought it was a Tubi movie. I swear to God.
Mm.
I was like, I said, there's no way they're that clear. Like, this got to be a reenactment or something.
Yeah.
There's no way. And that's how clear they had them. So when I see, like, you know, when I hear about things, murder mysteries, and they can't figure out who did this, I'm like, y'all could get that.
Anytime like, everybody got.
Yeah.
Because everybody got everything is filmed everywhere.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you just got to start doing basic math. If homie keep committing murders and he don't get caught, maybe he worked for them boys. And it ain't time to bring him in yet until we have to reel him in. Because, again, you kill a cop, you're going to Yale.
Yeah.
Quick. They're going to start following your car from 9 miles away, gas station, pick up your vehicle, this, that. So you go into,
Easy pass tags, your phone, cell phone tower.
Boom. Phone, like you said, pinging the tower, and they come pick your ass up. So a lot of these crimes being committed for them are par for the course.
Yeah.
Especially when you work for them boys. You know what I mean? And so that keeps that busy. Because there's just no way that these goofies and they goofy ass, they have to know they on camera or something. You know, unless they just that slow.
Yeah, that's what I think. Because I be watching like these YouTube, there's like a bunch of YouTube channels who like they break down gang wars, like specific, like in specific gangs in specific cities.
Uh-huh.
And some of the stuff that be happening, I'm just like, it's no way, not one of y'all said, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Right.
What's his name from Brooklyn? He was just on stage with Trump. I forget his name. And he's a Brooklyn drill rapper. Yo, they had group chats. They had like group chats with names on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like group chats that had names on it. Like, we are the so-and-so crip from so-and-so, and we're about to go on a mission today, guys. Chef G, oh my God, bro.
Yeah.
Bro,
that's a government operation.
Wallet.
Unless they just that slow.
Yo, they were wilding. Like, I was like, it's no way. Yeah, nobody thought, like, time out. Maybe we shouldn't be talking about this.
Leave this trail of information to incriminate us. Hmm? Yeah.
Yo, guys, we're going to meet up tonight for a mission. Everybody be there. Like,
be ready.
Fuck it.
And you don't think the feds is like, okay. 9 o'clock tonight at gas station.
It's
about to go down. Yeah.
So funny. So funny.
Smartphones making people dumb. You're right, Charles Johnson.
Yeah. It's funny, but it's not. You know what I mean? It's like, goddamn, y'all are slow. I saw that the Tupac estate, well, they want to open up an investigation into Diddy. They want to look more into the claims that Diddy has something to do with paying Keefy D.
Okay.
I read that on the Daily Mail.
Okay, I mean, go for it. Go for it. The main guy who got the check is gone. And now it's just Keefy D's word. And now Keefy D's son allegedly is saying that there was a hit put out on his dad and that he feels unsafe. It's a lot going on, man. It really is. I think they're going to bring Diddy down at a crucial moment in the election or, leading up to it to distract us and have us focused on something while something really else is going on. That's the way they do that. So he's laying in the cut. He cooking. He's sautéing. They can come get him probably at any time. But why are they waiting? What moment needs to take place to distract black people so that for a good 8 days, we're talking about that while they either pass a law or something else is taking place of more significance? That's what I think. Because there's no way he could be sautéing that long. Shit, you got to turn him over at some point and cook him on the other side or something. So something else is going on. But I would not be surprised if the estate feels that this is something that they strongly have a case for. Sure, go for it. All Diddy is up its creek.
All right.
But until he get arrested, it's all good. He living his best life. Somebody said, word, is he going to be by Labor Day? Yeah, about September or something like that.
All right, I can see that. And Quaness made a great point in the chat. She said the police chief in Vegas is adamant about him lying and making up the story.
About PVD?
Yeah. And I saw TMZ also say the same thing. It's kind of like...
TMZ has been repping for Diddy from the beginning.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to like hold everybody off. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. So we're going to see somebody's... lying to somebody telling the truth.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Saturday in comic news and nerd news, they officially are moving off of this. The MCU is officially moving off of Jonathan Majors. Like, they fired him and stuff like that, but I thought they were going to recast him because he had like a whole movie slated just for his character. And now they changed the character to Dr. Doom, who is now going to be played by Robert Downey Jr. again. So he was Iron Man, now he's going to be a villain. So people were saying that this is a generational bag fumble by Jonathan Majors and stuff like that. And I just want to remind everybody that he got found guilty of assault for basically snatching his phone back aggressively from that white woman.
Yeah.
He didn't beat on her. He didn't do nothing. He tried to run away from her. And
but
he
the
grabbed
operative
his
word
phone.
Is white woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? He aggressively snatched his phone. That big, burly, big lip, aggressive, muscular, scary looking black man, and that little thin baloney lipped, petite, snow white, beautiful white woman.
Milk of magnesia.
Milk of magnesia was being attacked. It's obvious. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now he's fumbled his bag. Other niggas are spooning his girl's ass.
Yeah.
You know, hey, hey, boo. Hey, oh, this your man? No, yeah, yeah. Me and her go way back. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've been on both sides of that shit in my life, nigga. I'd spoon the little shorty like, oh, okay, hey, how you doing, you know? And then I've been on the other side looking like a goofy. Oh, y'all used to go to school back in the days, huh? Okay, yeah, you look like a real cool dude. I've been on both sides of the equation. So, you know, just sharing experiences here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so... but going back to that, it makes me sad at how fast his life just changed.
But
how quick.
Yes, but Malcolm, I think something else is going on. We saw him with the on the couch, right? Then we see him with the pink thing. So we thought he was playing along.
Yeah.
Maybe he got into one of those rooms. I'm just pulling out my shoulders, guy. And something was supposed to go down and didn't, and they wanted to show him how fast. We just waiting for you to do one, and the girl could be the handler. She could be in on that shit. Don't think these milk of magnesias don't be in on that shit. Yeah. She could have been in on it. Agitate. You know what it's easy to do? Agitate a black man. Because we got shit on our mind.
Especially in a relationship.
Especially
she know
in
what
a
button.
Relationship. Right?
What buttons to press?
Buttons to push? He's an angry black man. If I just push these buttons here, that anger gonna come out. And there it is. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know? And then I told you, he got into Hollywood, and then he looked to his left and was like, damn, you just a regular old cracker. You're not even a Supreme Ritz cracker. And, you know, I got to walk down the red carpet with you, and they doing this real quick, click, click. And going to somebody else because I ain't got no bad dime on my arm.
Yeah.
You got me here. Yes, you did. You put up that money for them acting classes. You did.
Yeah.
But chill now. Go on home. Let me do this. And she was like, oh, no. You're taking me everywhere. Now you stuck with some, you know, some other shit.
So people were making the point that Robert Downey Jr. has had a checkered past as well with drugs.
White.
True, true.
He was doing crack cocaine.
Yeah. He was doing white, yeah.
He was doing white. But for them, that's a white man down on his luck who made a triumphant comeback.
Yeah.
It's all depending on how you paint the story.
No, you facts. And won an Oscar. Jonathan Majors got to come back and win an Oscar. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yo, I saw Deadpool. Did you see it?
Oh, no. We're going to see it tomorrow? Oh, no. Maybe not. Now Mama Doc can look at me all confused. Told me pencil in tomorrow. We're going to see. See, I don't like going on Tuesday when a new movie come out because it's the $5 day. And it be camps in there. We went with Eli. Was a disability camping there. And Eli sat in the chair. He looked like he was with them and shit.
Yeah.
Like he was the supervisor with them or some shit. And the lines be long to get your popcorn because it's $5 a day. Kids is in there running around. So I like to not go on that day. I'll spend regular price not to have to deal with that shit. But, you know, we be saving a few dollars. And so, you know, we'll go, you know, whenever. But was it good?
No, so I liked it. I liked it. So I could. Well, here's the thing. Here's a precursor. White boy humor and black humor, two totally different things.
Yes. Yeah.
White boy humor teeters on the line of very, very gay.
Yes. They are all of the innuendos.
Yeah. It's heated.
Of that magnitude.
It's just like,
yes.
So if you are super just, you know, black man, I never, you're not going to enjoy it. But
gotcha.
If you, I thought the cameos were really dope. The story was cool. I don't know. I thought it was a fan service movie. I liked it. I thought it was the best thing Marvel put out in a long time because
the Deadpool series. You know, I like
funny.
The overall funniness of the series. So we'll see it. I'm already invested. I saw one and two. Shit. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's a lot of just like but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's where the humor is.
Yeah, so if you are uncomfortable with that, you're going to hate the movie. But if you just kind of like, you know, whatever. You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Joe Biden, he has called for for term limits in the Supreme Court. Now, why is that important? It's because the Supreme Court is the only branch that you get, once you're voted in, you stay there for life. It's the
for
only
life
appointment. Yeah. President is two terms, the most. Congress, you can get voted out. So, like, it's not a life appointment. The Supreme Court, that's why presidents voting for who the president is when seats come up and stuff like that is such a chess match on what goes on because these seats don't come all too soon. Right? Trump had about how many appointments? He had like three appointments when he was in.
Yeah.
In his term. He had like three that he was able to come in. So that's where the Project 2025 thing comes in because they say once he comes in, Sonia Sotomayor, I forget her name.
Yep.
Yeah, she's from the Bronx. She went to Spelman High School.
Mm-hmm.
And she's supposed to be going to step down soon. So it'll be like super heavily conservative Supreme Court. And then, you know, that's going to go into abortion laws and that's going to go into thing. And even though all presidents try to make their mark, they try to make it to where it's heavily their side.
That's their job.
That's their job.
Yeah.
Right? So them painting this picture of Project 2025, again, I think it is an elaborate plan on both sides to try to get everybody kind of reinvested back into this election season because this was the first time they were, quote unquote, double haters. Like, people weren't going for Trump or Biden.
Yes.
So
yes.
Giving something... making Trump extra scary gets people kind of back into it.
Absolutely. And that's the one card that you know you can play is to put that out because somebody said they went to Trump's site and they didn't see nothing about Project 2025. They saw Project 47 or something of that nature, but not 2025. So is this a campaign smear to put that on him as if that's what his agenda is, again, for fear-mongering, not saying that it's not an actual project that's going to come into place, but who's going to bring it into place? Who's going to implement it? Wouldn't it be crazy if the Democrats did?
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be because, again,
based on the campaign of what they're trying to say is what I'm saying.
Yeah, because we've definitely just witnessed a coup, especially in the Democratic Party.
Yes, we did.
They forced Joe out.
Yeah.
Because apparently Obama and Nancy Pelosi threatened to invoke the 25th Amendment to get him out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he kind of stepped down, and that's why he stepped away from the race, so they can kind of give the runway to Kamala Harris.
And Obama's still running this thing. Don't get it twisted.
Absolutely.
Obama's still running this piece. And so forget who you see out in front. And then, of course, Obama doesn't have any, you know what I mean? It goes up the ladder.
Yeah.
But he's going to be the mouthpiece for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. So, all right, let's take a quick commercial break. Get your questions ready. And then we are out of here. So, quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Get your questions ready.
Yep.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we're back.
And we back, guys. That's one of my favorites, the Wheel of Fortune joint.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So visit shopurbanx.com. Dude, it was so long ago. That was so long ago, man. I had all black hair.
You know? You did.
Young and full of life. I went to my friend's, shout out to my man Terry. I went to his engagement party last weekend. And me and my boys, we took a picture together. And then we saw pictures from like when we were in college.
Wow.
Like us four. And I'm just like, God, like where did it go? What happened?
Where does the time go?
Yeah. Where does the time go, man? You got Noble running around. Like, I'm just like, I'm a goddamn dad now. Like,
yeah.
What happened, man?
Shout out to my man, like, Ken Taylor, who said, the days go slow, but the years go fast.
Yes.
And that is a true statement. Yep. The days go slow, but the years go fast.
So let's get to some more stuff. Get your questions ready if you want your questions answered. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had here that Mexican drug lord got arrested. You what?
El Mayo. He's got arrested here in New York. So I don't know what that means for the price of yayo right now. You know. Price of yayo might be a little tight once the drug lord goes down.
Yo, but you know, ever since, it's a white guy, forget his name. He has a YouTube channel, and he used to sell weed for the cartel. And so he knows about like all of this stuff. And he said that every so often, he said it's such a dirty game that every so often, other cartel bosses just kind of snitch on another one because the deal that they got with U.S. law enforcement or Mexican law enforcement, like, we got to give somebody up.
Got to.
So when I hear about stories about a drug lord getting caught, I'm just like, that had to be that kind of situation, right? Like,
may have, or he might have just got caught slipping. Now, all of them underlings, like, the feds know we got to make a few busts because it's got to look good. So the drug cartel will send a bunch of bad cocaine with your dumb ass and tell them who you are, and then they'll stand there with the photos and shit, taking, a big thing. And so that happens. This whole game is corrupt on every level.
Yeah.
You can't trust nobody in that game. Nobody.
Yeah. Which is just like, damn, like, why would you even want to get in
it? It's not worth getting into. It's not.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to shout out Knowledge Born. He said, I look like I'm playing myself, an older version of myself in the Tyler Perry movie in that commercial.
That's funny. Wow.
That's funny. That's a good one. Somebody said this has something to do with the new Mexican president owned by BlackRock.
Ooh. Yeah. The woman.
Oh.
They got a woman president now in Mexico.
Okay.
Yep. So, yep.
I just know
the price of yayo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's taking a hit.
You know me, I'm connected to the streets, so I be knowing prices be going up, going down. Right. I used to buy $5 worth of cocaine.
That's that was how probably far back I go. Stepped on 80,000 times.
They ran a stampede over that. $5? $5. But back in the day, I'm talking the 80s, nigga. That shit was, that shit will hold us down all night. $5 of cocaine.
That's more baby, that's baby powder and baking soda.
I swore it was horse tranquilizer. That's what I thought it was. I said, this ain't, this fucking horse tranquilizer. Didn't matter. Yeah. Jeez. 80s were a crazy time. Crazy.
Somebody asked, what's going on with the immigrants in Brooklyn? What's the mayor doing about it? The mayor can't do anything about it because he ran on... This is a sanctuary city. We welcome the immigrants here. And once you understand what the Democrats are trying to do overall, like nationally, what happens in your state makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I always point back to the lockdowns when all blue states were locked down.
Yeah.
All red states were open.
Yeah.
And they were doing that to make a point, especially the red states. They were only doing that to make a point as to their policies aren't working, clearly.
Right.
And we're open. Nobody's dying. The numbers ain't going up, stuff like that. So, and that's why so many people left out of New York. That's why so many people left out of California and all of these blue states and went to these red states. So that's what's happening. And there were politicians from New York City who were vacationing in Florida. So they knew what was up too, but because they get word on this is what we're doing nationally, then they really have no say.
Absolutely. And these immigrants took over an abandoned Walmart or somewhere in Queens. Just took the whole shit over. They just living inside of there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's getting crazy.
Did not know that.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. I just saw something. Oh, Gene Deal was on the Patrick Bet-David podcast. I didn't watch it, but Patrick Bet-David, he tries his best to kind of have a lot of different people on his show. People he agrees with, people he just flat out disagrees with. So I'm not mad about that. I'll check it out. I'll definitely check that out. So, I don't know. I didn't play college football. I just been too busy, man. Like I want to play the game again, but my Xbox is just there for shows and movies. Like I haven't played.
You don't have that kind of time you used to have.
I don't. I truly don't.
Yeah.
And that's not me being, you know,
that's just life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So last week Thursday, somebody was mad at us because we didn't say anything regards to Tariq Nasheed being on Vlad, and because they were under the assumption that everybody was boycotting Vlad, so why is he on there?
I said that, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said it on that show. I said it on the show before. I thought we had an agreement to boycott Vlad and not sit on his couch in particular, but... But he has a relationship with Vlad, as you mentioned, that goes way back a long time. So that's not my concern what that man do with his life.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so he made a decision that it would be good for him to go on Vlad. So he went on Vlad.
Yeah.
We're not the police here.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. What else? Let's take some more questions, then we up out of here, man. What's your thoughts on Melinda Gates' $52 million campaign donation? Did she donate that to Kamala? I'm sure.
Yeah, she probably donated that to Kamala.
Well, I'm very sure that,
when you have that kind of money, do shit with it.
Tax write-off, all that stuff, so... Because remember, he pulled out of his $45 million a month thing. He said he was going to donate to Trump.
Oh.
Yeah, he said he's not doing that no more.
All right.
He's not doing that. So. Kamala got the donation. How did Obama become so powerful? What's his rabbit hole? What do you think about that? How do you think Obama became so powerful?
I'm not really sure what Obama's lineage is in terms of, because they all of these presidents are related somehow, some way. And so I understand who his real father is, who they say allegedly and this and that. But I don't know what his true position is. I have to ask Phil Valentine about that. He would probably give a more accurate answer of who he is.
So Kamala and the Act Blue scandal. So remember, we were talking about all the donation money that went straight to Kamala Harris from thing. But apparently this Act Blue campaign, people, it's donating a lot of money in people's names. Like, it'll donate like $10, $5 donations from your name. And you're like, I never donated from them in my life.
Wow.
Yes. So, and they were walking up to people, showing them like, yo, did you donate to this? Like, no, never. So jeez. it's a money laundering.
That's money laundering. Just
like
yes.
It all is. They're laundering money. Just like they're laundering money to Ukraine. It's like they're laundering money. Like, it's all a money laundering scheme. Our Congress does nothing about school. They do nothing about food. They do nothing about homelessness.
Healthcare, none of that shit.
Healthcare, none of that. But if you want your war financed,
you're
going to get that bread.
Because that's easy money.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? What else?
It's time to get out of here, Malk.
Okay, it's time. Y'all heard A$AP Rocky got a crazy diss track coming. Yo, I'm not gonna lie. If you listen to Family Matters, it's during the first beat change.
Right.
Where Drake is talking about A$AP Rocky.
Uh-huh.
I think he called Rihanna like a nickname that he probably like.
Ooh.
Knows, because he said ask so-and-so about me again next time you cuddled up with her and like before you get your head split, like something like that. And I was just like, yo, why is nobody talking about that? That's disrespectful.
Yeah. So he's got a diss track coming out about Drake,
apparently.
I mean, come on, now you're spitting on a dead corpse.
Yeah.
How many points can I give you?
No,
for
what,
digging
what?
Up a dead corpse.
Well, A$AP Rocky, he wasn't really in it.
He I don't care. That man is dead. You want to see a dead body? Drake is dead. And you're going to dig him up and, yeah, nigga, because if you was alive, nigga, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how many points I give you for digging up a dead corpse.
This is true. And A$AP hasn't been really relevant for like a long time.
He got his boo. He got his kids. Ain't chilling.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, guys. With that being said, we appreciate you. We love you.
We do.
Visit shopurbanx.com. Get one of these shirts.
One of these bags.
Yo, somebody went on today and just bugged out with the hoodies. We not even selling hoodies, and they just bugged out. And I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. So, absolutely. ShopUrbanX.com. Visit the website UrbanX.nyc, and we will see you guys on Thursday. All right?
Yes, we will.
Peace.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.